The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. This is fascinating stuff because the Donald Trump transition choices are being made. Harley, you and I have spoken before about Giuliani. I just hope, for the sake of us all, that Giuliani isn't made Secretary of State, in which case he's wandering around the world. He would be outstanding to be at home 24/7 by Donald Trump's side because he is the political administrator, isn't he?
Well, that and he has a tendency to be somewhat undiplomatic and that won't work as the Secretary of State. So, I mean, I agree with you entirely, and many other people do too, you know, in this country. It's one of the reasons there's a lot of debate. But keep in mind, we've got, you know, here some very powerful personalities who are debating the various people that Donald Trump may select. And so there's a lot of argument. And not only that, Chris Christie's out as his as his chief of the transition. And so that has left him in a bit of a stall, actually, scrambling a little bit. Some people said they're on pause. I think some reporters are only too happy to try to say that there's chaos.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, look, I think once he gets them together, there's a lot of good people. Mind you, they all have their hands up now. Even the anti-Trump people have their hands up for a job. But I think Giuliani is a key person, and Ryan, they're the two key people here. And he needs them in America, not roaming around the world, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, they ought to have John Bolton. I mean, former
John Bolton. Yep,
he's been talked about, and obviously has immense experience.
Yeah,
he's a pretty good name.
Very good indeed. Yeah. Tell us about the wildfires. There's no end to this stuff, is there?
No, there isn't. This is in the southeast. We don't usually have this problem because in the southeast, it's usually, you know, it's a lot more densely populated. They do get after it a lot quicker. Because you don't have these vast reaches of land that the wildfire can run across. But still, we got tens of thousands of acres. We got millions of people affected in seven states across vast areas of the southeast. People can smell smoke in the air. It's very unusual. And in seven states now, there are burn bans. Thou shalt not burn anything out there. One guy said, it's so dry, if I toss my cigarette butt in the front yard, it'll start a fire. So I think that's the way they're thinking.
Yeah,
about it.
It's with us all the time. And Harley, I must say congratulations on behalf of all the listeners here. This is a very prestigious award you've received from People magazine. I didn't know there was such an award, actually, the sexiest man alive, but it's gone to Harley Carnes.
Well it should, of course.
Of course.
You know, I mean, Dwayne The Rock Johnson was a good runner-up.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a little guy. He's 6'5". He's 45 pounds.
Well, you've beaten some hot... It's a hot field that you've beaten, Harley. Enough praise, Harley. Enough praise. Oh, dear. There we are, Harley in the United States of America. It's 7:30 in Brisbane, 8:30 in Sydney.